أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله طيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى يوم الدين. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب المبين، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هوى. لذي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
In these sessions we are discussing different issues normally faced by the communities. We are in the phase of addressing youth issues, especially the question normally youth face. One of the question arise over here, and it's been claimed that religion is a burden. Today we will analyze this statement. First, we'll check what is religion, and then we will realize and we'll discuss and we'll see if this is true, that religion is a burden or not. I do apologize for my brothers if they are expecting that we are going to address the conventional topics. We are not. We decided that we are going to address these issues. These are very important issues. If you're not going to address, who's going to address this issue? So that's why we decided, and I need your participation. So let's see. The statement is, or claim is, the religion is a burden. That's one statement. We'll analyze this, then we'll move on to the next phase. So the first thing, whenever someone says religion is a burden, I need to identify what is religion is. So can someone help me to find out what the religion is?
Religion is something that like you believe in and that you know really well.
Excellent. Anyone else? A lifestyle. Like something that they say is they do this, like namaz, and you do that. Yes. You forgot. No problem. Anyone else? Anyone else from the lady side? Yes.
A way of life.
Anyway, there are different opinions. We'll find out what the religion is. We'll discuss this. Like normally, like child said, other kid said, they say, okay, beliefs, and based on those beliefs, you have some do's and do not. And then you add them morals, akhlaq. Let's see, is that religion or not? Some people I ask, what's the religion? This is namaz, Ruza, Zakat, Hajj, Hijab, that is religion. we'll find out, is this really a religion or not? Okay, then we will going to ask and we will try to find out, is there any person in this world which doesn't have a religion? We'll find out that. Okay, let's please recite the salawat. Alright, so first of all, the statement, religion is a burden. So I ask, why you say that religion is a burden? This is the response came back. Look, I'm going to school, I'm going to the world, I'm in the world, and the religion says, go pray. I have to go for the hard work, and religion says, go do fast. It's a summer time, I have to fast. I have to work, religion says, go do hijab, wear hijab. It's hard. Why can't you understand? It's a burden. Last night, I was sick, or I woke up late. Now you're saying, wake up in the morning, at the Fajr time, and pray. Come on, that's hard. Do you agree? Is it hard? Is it burden? Okay. See, you have to be honest. You have to be honest. Is it really a burden? Is it really a hard stuff? Okay, let's see what's the other opinion. This is like an honest discussion. I'm not here, don't see this Amama, just see that someone else is sitting here and we are discussing, okay? Is it really a burden?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Alright, anyone who's saying not a burden? Anyone? Gosh, everyone being burden, huh? Okay, they were like, no, that's true, that some of them, they said, no, it's not a burden, not a burden, believe me, it's not a burden. But, I can tell you one thing, it's definitely something extra. It's not benefiting. I don't see any benefit. Like the other day asked, I pray, I don't see any effect. I don't see anything change in my life, right? I fast, believe me, I fast all 30 days. Nothing changed. Something extra. No, then there are some religious guy, they just stood up. Come on. You don't understand. You guys. Man, this religion is for akhirat. It says, you have to live like a long life after this death. The soul will stay alive. This religion is for akhirat. All right. Which one is a good one? Which one is a better one? Come on, I need your response. Someone?
I guess Islam.
Huh? Islam is the religion, right? Now, I have been given three choices. Burden, extra, for akhira.
For
akhira. This brother says akhira, this is extra. Someone says burden, right? Alright, we have three choices. Now, what was the criteria we set on the very first day? إِن تَنَعْزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. If there is, we can't find a solution, we go call designer. Right? If designer is not there, the engineering support team, an engineering manual, and local authorized dealer of our time, Maraji. Mentioned in the past time, if someone not there at that time, designer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his engineering support team, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Aima alayhi salam. Engineering manual, Quran and Hadith. And then if you can't understand, you have to go local authorized dealer of your time, the Maharaja. So now let's go ask them. Now before I go there, that's for the elder kids, okay? My
by young audience. You may have to help me. If you go in a writing class, they say there is a thesis. The first thing they mention, it's a thesis statement. Can anyone explain me what the thesis statement is? Someone who's been in the writing class, yes. The topic sentence, but explain it. What's the topic sentence is? Yes.
The summary of the essay.
Excellent. Please have a salawat for these two kids. The thesis statement or topic is a summary. Like in the first sentence, you're supposed to tell what's you want to address in the rest of the essay, just in one sentence, and then they call this is the best essay. That's required for an essay. Now Shaheed Mutahiri said that this pattern is required for all great movement. If there is a great leader, the very first day he's gonna come, he will make this thesis statement or the topic statement, and he will say, in the very first day, he's going to announce what his movement is all about completely. So let's say we have to go back to the designer's support team and say, what did they do? Prophet Muhammad, what's the Prophet Muhammad did? So the message came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Prophet Muhammad. It's the time to invite all the people for a tour of Islam. And Prophet Muhammad is walking to four mountains of Safa. And he's standing on the mountain of Safa and he's making a statement. Can someone, do you remember that statement? Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Since he is the best leader, in this small statement, he's going to announce his complete movement. What he's going to do? One single statement. He stood up on Safa and he said one word, one sentence. If anyone remember that sentence, big huge salawat for him. Yes, excellent. But then exactly the whole statement was Tuflihu. Please have a salawat to the So let's analyze this statement. It's going to tell everything. What's in the religion? He said, Kulu. I'm explaining you. Kulu, all of you, says, what do Prophet Muhammad we have to say? La ilaha illallah. That's the religion. And then result, Tuflihu. If you say that, you'll get that. That's it. Came out from the mountain. That's it. That's my whole statement. That's my whole invitation to world Islam. This is the whole package. He didn't say pray namaz and do something. So first we ask what's the meaning of religion? Here's the meaning of religion. Qulu la ilaha illallah. That la ilaha illallah is the whole religion. What you get from there? Tuflihu. Okay, what's la ilaha illallah? Who's going to explain? Yes.
There is no God but Allah.
There is no God but Allah. Now, let's analyze it simple, right? La. What that mean?
No.
No. La ilah.
No God.
No God. Illa. Illa.
Other.
Except. Illallah. Right? So now remember, in Arabic, if you have this negative and then comes after that illa, then it means you just take the both of them out, put only. So only ilah is Allah. Only ilah is Allah. Only ilah is Allah. That's religion. That's it. That's it. That's the whole religion. If you apply this in your life, for sure, 100% guarantee. If you apply this on your life, you get the result. The equation says the next result should be tuflihu. Tuflihu. Who's going to explain the meaning? Tuflihu. MashaAllah, there are lots of Arab kids. Tuflihu. My pronunciation is not good, but you can understand still. Tuflihu come from falah. You will get, all of you will get falah, prosperity. Farsi saadat. Alright, we are trying to find out from the design. Okay, why we came here? We, on this statement, we find out, we are analyzing what's the role of the religion in the life. One, someone says it's a burden. Second one says it's an extra thing. The third one says lil akhirah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all said what the religion is, la ilaha illallah. That's a religion. Then he said the result is this, tuflihu. He didn't say tuflihu lil akhirah. He didn't say tuflihu lil dunya. He didn't say that. All he said, absolute tuflihu. Means you get prosperity both in this world and hereafter. Whenever in Arabic we have something absolute, mutlaq. I will say, if you do this thing, you will be prosperous. I didn't confine that prosperity in akhirah. Then it means prosperity everywhere, every time. That's the statement. That's the promise from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please recite. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So we understand. First of all, from this statement, we got two understanding. First of all, what is religion? La ilaha illallah. And from the side discussion, maybe you will find someone. He says, I don't understand. Now the first guy said religion is high. Religion is that. I say you have to correct your statement. Because maybe you find someone who says, I don't like religion. In fact, this, what's his name? Charles Dickens, right? He mentioned that religion is evil. Inshallah, one day we'll answer that too. I'll tell to Charles Dickens that you also have a religion. You also have a religion. Okay, let's analyze this la ilaha illallah. What is religion? It means having an ilah. Religion means having an ilah. You know ilah mean? Do I need to translate? Ilah, ma'bud. Ma'bud, master. If you have an ilah and you follow him, that's religion. I don't need to explain religion, it's namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, hijab. No. Religion is ilah who's an authority over you and you follow him. Now find out a single person in this whole universe who says, I don't have a religion. You have a religion. Everyone has a religion. He says, no, what you talking about? I don't follow anyone. I don't follow anyone. I says, well, how? He says, look. I says, then what you do? Like for example, you have to eat this meat or not? He says, if I wish, I eat. If I don't wish, I don't eat. I says, what about if you drink this whatever or eat this substance? He says, if I wish, I will do it. If I don't wish, I won't do it. I say, aha, I found your ilah. I found your ilah. Your ilah is your wish. Your ilah is your wish. And see how the designer says. Please recite the salawat. See what the designer said. أَفَرَعَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُهُ هَوَى. Have you seen someone who made his ilah is hawa? Have you seen someone who made his ma'bud ilah his wishes? That's your ilah. That's your ilah. He says, how come that's possible? I'm just one single person. That's why I say, we went to the design lab and you find out you're not single. You have multiple soul. Of course, I'm saying it's one soul, but for understanding, you're saying there are three different soul. An animalistic soul and a human soul. This animalistic soul is your ilah. That create wishes. That's the one which create wishes. You are the servant or slave of this soul. So you don't claim that religion is out. You also have a religion. Everyone has a religion, because religion meaning having ilah, and the result is you follow what it says. And for example, the one who doesn't, they claim that they don't have a ilah, they do have their wishes, that's as a ilah, and they follow ilah. They follow, they say, yes sir. The ilah is saying, go do this. He says, yes sir, I'm going to do that. Ilah is saying, go look at this scene. He says, yes sir, I will obey you. You're following it. Please recite the salawat. So we said there was a three statement. We add the fourth one and we resolve that from the designer point of view. Designer said that the religion is not a burden, because burden has nothing to do with prosperity. Religion is not an extra thing, because extra thing has not to do with your prosperity, with your sadat, with your falah. Religion is not only for akhirah, because I said you will get prosperity absolutely. See the problem here. The problem most of the time we cannot resolve our issues because honestly we do believe that religion is only for akhirah. We don't apply them, we don't search them. That's why I was explaining you on the first session when I started, and I told you that religion can resolve your family issue as well. And we spent three sessions on it. And we saw that and surprised that religion, there's so much substance, there's so much documents, hadith on this subject. Religion was there to help you in your marriage life. Religion is helping to other aspects of your life. So yeah, religion, that was the biggest mistake we made. We thought the religion is for akhirah, and we left, for this world we were going here and there. That was the biggest mistake. Alright, so we proved from the designer point of view, but the kids, they will never, because there is a big belief that it's a burden. It's still a burden. We have to prove somewhere else. You have to have the other proof, because the belief is strong. Now we find out it's the designer said. Designer, they never lie, right? He never lie. That's perfect. That it's not a burden. It's not an extra thing. It's not for akhirah. Then how this perception comes in my mind? Let's find out that root cause, and then we will find out. Please recite the salawat. No, but then stop. Somebody stop me. No. Stop. Okay, fine. You misunderstood me. It's not a burden, but it's difficult. It's difficult. It's hard. I'm changing my statement. Okay, I says, okay, fine. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to stop here for the three conception. I will go back to the designer. You should open the engineering manual and see, is it really hard? Let's see. Please recite a salawat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There is a famous ayah, you know everyone. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Guys, you helped me previously. Youth, pay attention over here. What does this mean when you have لا and إلا? You do what? You put only, right? Let's translate this. Who's going to help me to translate this? La yukallifullahu nafsan. Oh, start from here. La.
No.
Yukallifu.
Kasain.
Okay, let's explore. Just try and then I will do that. La yukallifullahu. Allah will never impose a duty. Let's put yukallifu, imposing a duty, right? Imposing a duty. Allah never impose a duty, nafsan, on anyone, illa wus'aha, except its wus'at, its wus'a, right? So here, let me translate exact so you can understand what it means. Please recite the salawat. Allah does not impose upon any soul a duty, but the extent of its ability. I'm repeating again. Allah, pay attention please, very important thing. Allah does not impose upon any soul, says any soul, a duty, but the extent of its ability. Let's analyze this part and we find out, because they says they stop me, they says no, it's hard. Okay, I says let's hold on here. Okay, what that wus'a mean? Okay, let me explain by a simple example. This hall, what's the wus'a of this hall? Where's even what's how many people can come here? 100 people. Let's say 100 people. The wus'a of this hall is 100 people. Right? If someone say, I'm not going, you have a party, you manage, you hire a manager, manager say, I'm not going to invite people more than the wus'a of this hall. How many people are you going to invite? Math. Simple math. Guys, how many people are you going to invite?
100 or less.
100 or less. So the equation will be 100 equal or less. Not more than that. Simple as that, right? It's a simple math. Right? Now Allah said, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan. Allah will never impose a duty on any soul. Nafsa can hear the nakra. Any soul illa wus'aha, wus'at, the ability of that soul. That's in Arabic grammar. For simple, this is it's like a hasr. I give you an example. Please recite the salawat. Recite another salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Suppose this circle is your wus'a. Is a wus'a. This circle, that Arabic, in Arabic they says, this is has, something is confined here, it's not going to go outside. Nothing will, if someone says, whatever, this is your ability, I will impose a duty which is up to this ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ability, duty will be according to the ability. Okay, now let's see. What is the meaning? What's the meaning of difficulty? Okay, guys, are you helping me? Stop this thing. Okay, just.
Difficulty means like hard.
Okay, let's see one other thing. Difficulty, it's a relative term, right? It's a difficulty, it's a relative term. If I will ask a kid, hold this pen. What they do? They will come forward and hold it, right?
Yeah.
Right? Why? What they say? In their mind, one thing process happened. They look at this pen, they look at their ability. It is within their ability to hold it. They came forward and grab it. So is it difficult or not?
No.
It's not difficult. Alright, here. Alright, kid. One of you can come and move this member. What do you do? You look at this member and look at your ability. You look at this task, match it with that circle you have, this circle you have, where you, at least you thought this is your circle, and look at this task, match it, and you say, this task is bigger than my ability. This is bigger than my ability. That's the misconception we get. Let me give you an example. In this life, whoever say or whenever I think that something is difficult, like religion is difficult, desire said it's not difficult. And now difficulty is a process matching ability with the task. Ability with the task. If always, like for example, if someone say holding this is difficult, I say that's wrong. Am I right or wrong? It's not difficult, right? I can hold it. So, but sometimes we do mistake in calculation. Sometimes we make mistake in calculation. I'll give you an example, simple example. How many of you kids, pay attention here. How many times you see your younger brother or sister, you take me to the doctor, and the doctor says, I'm going to give him a shot. And what's happened? This kid, as soon as he realizes I'm going to get the shot, start crying. No! And this, like you guys also do, right?
Yeah.
And then what happened? You keep crying. You know what you're doing? You're thinking that pain, and you're thinking your ability. He says, I can't afford that. Such a pain. Oh my God, I can't. And then what happened? You're going to the hospital, it's like 1 hour. Children hospital is from here, like a 40 minute drive, and you keep crying, I don't want to go there, mom, please take me back. And then what happened, you went there, they give you a shot, and you got a shot, and within like 2 minutes you stop crying. You're no longer crying. I said, what's happened? And by the way, Sukesh, pain is gone. I said, what did you do? You miscalculate. See, the kids, what they're doing, they're miscalculating their abilities. They're thinking they cannot bear that pain. In reality, they're just miscalculating it. That's what we do. That's one of the reasons why we think religion is hard. We look at our abilities and look at the task, and he says, oh my God, this is beyond me. This is beyond me. I can't do that. And that's the job of Shaitan. That's the job of Shaitan. Shaitan doesn't have any sultan on us. He's not holding my hand. Come on, Maulana, let's go somewhere. No, he's not holding my hand. All he's doing is doing two things. That's the Shaitan's job. Shaitan's job is either show this circle. He lets you believe that this circle is actually this much. Smaller. You can't do that. Come on. It's too hard. The other thing the Shaitan does, which is not related with my topic right now, they make something beautiful. There is like a sin or something, you put like a good animal up on top of it. Like you know that sometimes they have like a, they want to sell a bogus product, they put like a nice wrapper, nice things, like a good marketing ad and something, they want to sell it, right? That's what the Shaitan, they learn it from Shaitan. Please recite a salawat. I do apologize if someone is from marketing here, but that's what it is. They learn the technique from Shaitan. They sell it, like for example, these chips and all this pop chips, everything my doctor says cause cancer, but they put in very nice packing and even put like a PMNP picture or something so people get attracted. Oh my God, and then show like an ad, somebody's eating and now you're watching the ad and you feel that, I'm getting this taste. And you say, no, I'm going to buy that. That's the Shaitan job. Shaitan does two things. Make something interesting, Like for example, you want to do, I give you a real example. Like someone, you say, Allah said, don't do riba, right? But you know what? She's my friend. And I'm helping her. That's why I want to just do, I want to riba. Riba was like a bad thing. Shaitan came and put like a good nice wrapper around it. I'm helping you, Mormon sister. It's a good wrapper. Right? And you start doing it. And the second thing I said, what the shaitan does, he will do this thing. Come on, you can't do that. This is too hard. Like, ask the sisters, they did the hijab first time. When they were first time deciding to do hijab, they were thinking, gosh, how hard it will be. I'll go to safety, the people will look around like this. I'll go to the job and they says, ah, who's she? And like, all of us went through this. Well, if you do this thing, what's going to happen? And nothing happened in the end. You know, Shaitan was telling us, if you have a beard, what's going to do? Like, I asked my friend, he's sitting here, and we used to go to the same school, and remember that, like, some of the kids, they were doing odd job, and they said, you're supposed to pinch shave. And some of them, they says, we're not going to get a risk, we'll do pinch shave, right? And this friend of mine is sitting here, and he says, I'm not going to do it. And now, look, he's working for city, and alhamdulillah, everything. Please recite a salawat for him. Anytime, that's one reason, anytime we feel something is burden, we better check our abilities. Then you can come forward, no, you're doing injustice. Sometimes it's really impossible. It's really impossible. Like, look, there's a time when like there's like something going on, the our life is in danger, our namus is in danger, everything. I said, look, Allah is such, as soon as he realized, because he said, he already promised, he put this on me. And he said, any soul, I'm not going to give any extra thing. I'm not going to impose anything more than his ability. Nothing. It's only. Never going to happen. Anytime. He says, no. Sometime it happened. Then I says, alright, over there, rule change. Hukm-e-thanevi will come. If your life is in danger, Hukm-e-thanevi will come. Go do something else. If someone is dying because of hunger, the circle is really, and he's looking at the circle and honest, he's honest. I can't bear that. Hukm-e-thanevi will come. Alright, fine. For this small period, this mudar is halal for you for a second. You are allowed to do that. Hukm-e-thani will come. Because it's Allah's promise. It's not going to change. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Please recite the Nabi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Same thing. There's so many examples. Like, look, if one of your non-Muslim friends, he never fast, right? Ask him. He's like an elder. He's like Bali. He says, please fast. He says, it's not possible. And you just saw that this last Ramadan, it came in summer. Sometimes, some places, it's like the day was like almost 16. Hours, more than that, right? And I was in Boston and I saw a couple of the guys, they were like 10 years old. It's not even wajib on them. And they did all fast, they did whole month fasting. See this, other people, you tell someone, he look at it, he says, no, not drinking, not eating for like 16, 20 hours? No way. Honestly, that's what they did. But you guys did, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Look, Mahdi did. Like, you guys did. You did. And who else did? She did. And he did.
I did.
And he did.
I did.
I have salawat for all these kids.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
See, we have to learn lesson from them. That's one reason that we have this misconception. The second reason. Second reason. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
human nature that it basically always compare, it's do like a mathematics in the mind, cost value, right? If I will come here and say, I'm going to sell this, suppose there's a candy, it's not pen, candy for $100. I'm going to sell this candy $100. Everyone says, huh? What is this? Very expensive. I'm not going to buy it. It's hard for me to go buy this candy. Right? What did you do? You basically cost analyze. You check in your mind, okay, I'm going to spend that much money, and what I'm going to get in return? Just a candy. $100 candy. Very difficult to make a decision. I'm not going to make this decision. I'm going to buy $100, like maybe 10 days I'm going to get good ice cream, right? So now sometime there's a problem here in this conception. Namaz, wake up in the morning, what's the benefit? Fasting, what's the benefit? Hijab, what's the benefit? There, what's the benefit? They're comparing value and cost. How much effort I'm putting, what's I'm getting back? I'm praying namaz, what's happening? What's the benefit I got? I don't see any change. That we will address tomorrow. What's the benefit? But that's the reason we have. Now, the same candy which I was selling for $100, and you said, I'm not going to buy it. Now I say, if you eat this candy, I guarantee you, you will remember all your exercises like that. You're not going to get sick for 10 years. You will have, like if you eat this candy, your dad is not going to give you a hard time. Are you going to buy this candy or not now? See, everybody start buying it now. Everybody says, I want to buy this candy. Can you please give me this candy? All of them came and I have only one candy and they start fighting. Please give me this candy. $800. Yeah. And they say, maybe I'll put 150 candy. Right? So see the problem is, that's why. Here's a statement from Ayatollah Behjat. Please recite the salawat. This man was strange. Honestly, one time he made a statement. He said, if the kings know the benefit of namaz, they will come in the mosque, kick you out, and they will be standing in the first record, first serve, and they are praying. They will not let you occupy any place in the mosque if they know the benefit. Please recite a salawat. This is the second reason we have this misconception. The third reason. Please recite the salawat. I said, every time there is a difficulty, difficulty is a relative term. You compare with something. We normally think, normally, not everyone, I say just normally, some people, that's the problem with some people. Some people think the life is easier. That's why they compare it, they have this misconception, and they compare it and think the religion is hard. Now let's see designer, what the designer say about life. In fact, opposite. We'll go to the designer. Over there, designer said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. We have created human in struggle life, in pain, in soul. And I recited this other ayah several times. Allah said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان إِنَّكَ كَادِهٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْهًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. And I mentioned several times, this كَادِهٍ means moving with struggle, with pain.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your life is difficult in this universe. Announce that completely. And look, over here the address is not Ya Ayyuhal Mu'mineen. It's not like that. If the address was Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, then we decided, oh my God, that as soon as we'll get Iman, we'll be get Islam, the life will be tough. No, over both of them, address is لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنْسَانِ Insan. Over there, يَعْيُوَ الْإِنْسَانِ Both places, address is human. All the human, whether they are religious or non-religious, life is tough. We have diseases, we have a struggle life, although the problem is since everyone is in the same pool, we don't see the problem. See, life is so tough. For namaz, 2 rakat namaz, you take 2 minutes and get the benefit. For work, for getting this knowledge is, the kids, they're small. The age of Hadi and smaller than him, they go 9 to 3 or 9 to 12 every day, 5 days a week, and you go from the school for like 16 years, right? Several other things, like you see diseases, problems, disaster. The problems are two kind. Sometimes it's a man made, like people, they impose some problems on others. Sometimes it's natural, but the life is tough. Look at the life of non-Muslim, atheist. Their life, they also have problems in their life. All of them. Same problem that we are facing. They also have family issues. They also have relationship issues. They also have the job issue. They also have diseases. They also have everything. The life is tough. Life is tough. In fact, we will find out that religion is here to make the life easier. To make the life easier. See, all these marriage issues I discussed, it's like a human issues, right? And all of them help. Now the religion came and gave the solutions. That's what you do so the marriage problem can be resolved. The religion is this. Now, our kids are smart. They say, alright, so what about man-made? It's okay, I understand. What about the natural one? What's the logic? I thought Allah is Rahim. He's very nice. Why is he giving us? See, the problem in this world, in this materialistic world, there is conflict. That the way it's designed, there are conflicts with different creatures, right? There is different, the way it's designed, there are, they call accidents between each other. You have to go through this. There will be disaster, there will be other thing. What's the logic? There are several logic. Sometimes it's exam, sometimes it's punishment. And one time, like I mentioned several times, last night I mentioned to the youth class, and today I'm again mentioning it again, that like for example, the logic of that, those sufferings are your improvement. And I gave an example. Guys, you remember yesterday I mentioned that example of butterfly? Yeah. So I give this example again. This butterfly is a process, right? You have different processes. One time it's cocoon, and then this poor fellow tries to struggle itself out from this shell, go through the hardship. And I asked the kids, do you allow me to cut the use scissor and cut the shell? All of them says, no, don't do that. No, this says it's a process of making. It's a process of making. If you cut that, and that's what happened. One guy, he did that. He was feeling sorry for this fellow. He said, let me cut the shell and release her. As soon as she released, her feathers are weak. She can't fly anymore. She's limping. These hardships is a process of making of human being. So Allah, that's why Allah said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. They go through this hardship,
That's a making, process of making. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
But the religion is there to help the difficult life. I need to tell you this story, and this story was told by Ustad Panahiyan. That's why I'm explaining. He met with this guy. Let's go there. He said that there was someone took me to a person house. His last name was Najjar. He was a carpenter. He said, I went and sat down in a room. This old guy came and he told me this happened with me. And there were several witnesses over there. He will show that house, the same house, this process happened. He says, when I was almost in my 20s, I got sick. I was extremely sick. They took me to the hospital and they said, he's not going to survive. And my sickness was so bad that there was a smell coming out. They keep me in the hospital for a while. They think I will die in a few days. He says that nothing happened. So they put me on corner. And after a while, they were getting bothered by my smell and all the things I have. They told my parents and my relative to take him back. He's strong a little bit, but he's going to die in a few days. He says they took me back. Now this guy is Najjar and carpenter. He came, they took the brought him back home. He says it was 8th of Muharram, and I was like sleeping. Sometime I used to wake up, sometime I go back and sleep, sometime I used to wake up, and like I was like in this situation. Nobody had any hope for me. He said, my mother, she was very old. She came and brought the handkerchief and started rubbing on my body. She was crying and says, oh, Hussain, I want my son from you. I want my son from you. He said, I told my mother, Mama, please release me. Leave me alone. I know I will die. Please leave me alone. Please leave me alone. But she was not listening. She was keep doing that. She was keep doing that. And then she left. He says, she didn't know what she did with me. I start crying. I start crying, Ya Hussain, give me help. Ya Hussain, give me help. I promise I will do your majlis. I will do your majlis. I will give food for your majlis. I promise. He says, I keep crying. Several days pass. Ashura pass. There was 2-3 days. Ashura pass. I was keep crying. I say, Ya Hussain, please give me help. I promise I will do my majlis. I will give food for you. I will give food for you. He says, one day after 2-3 days after Ashura pass, one time I wake up, I saw a very decent, a beautiful man sitting. I stand up. I was so inspired. I stand up and says, Alhamdulillah, looking at the Sayyid, Alim is the Ibadah. Then this person asks, Najjar, Mashallah Najjar, Mashallah Carpenter, what do you want? He says, I was calling Abu Abdullah. He says, I'm Abu Abdullah. What do you want? He says, you are Abu Abdullah. Abu Abdullah said, didn't you see that you're healthy? You already stand up. He says, first time I look myself, yeah, I'm stand up. Then Abu Abdullah took him to the courtyard. He said, he showed to Aga Pahiyans. He said, this used to be a small courtyard. He was here. Imam was here. And he says, he gave me a water. So I will make sure that I am healthy. He said, I came out, Imam left. I came out, I knocked the door. My children came out, they will start crying. This is what's happened, how can you become better? And they start crying. They never thought that I am dead. He says, I was completely well. Now I went to the, he says, I went to the mosque. I was sitting in a mosque. Someone on the back side, he says, he resembled too much with Najjar. I don't know what's happened with that poor guy, whether he died or he's still alive. He says, I turned back and I told them, that's me, Najjar. Abu Abdullah ibn Shafa. No. He was spending this life. The story didn't finish here. He was extending his life. The next Muharram come. He said, I was a very poor guy. I was living on Sadaqa. Now the Muharram came. And I said, I promised with Abu Abdullah, I'm going to do his majlis. I don't have money. What am I going to do? He started crying. He said, I'm crying that then I was sick. I started crying. Ya Abu Abdullah, I promised you I will do your majlis, but I don't have money. I promise I will give food for your majlis. I don't have money. He started crying. The family came. They said, Najjar, why are you crying? Baba, do majlis and serve the tea. And once you get rich, you serve the food. He said, no, I promise Abu Abdullah, I will arrange a majlis and I will serve the food in the khiyaban, on the street. I will put sufra on the street, I promise him. And he keep crying. He said, it was almost like an evening time. And I opened my eyes and I saw Abu Abdullah again. Abu Abdullah said, MashaAllah Najjar, now what's the problem? What do you want? I said, Abu Abdullah, I promised you I will do majlis. And I will put sufra on the street, but I don't have money. Abu Abdullah said, MashaAllah Najjar, do it. Do the majlis. How many majlis do you want? He says, Mawla, I was thinking, what should I say? I just said 10 majlis. Abu Abdullah said, why not 18? Do 18 to remember my mother. She was 18 years old. He says, okay, Abu Abdullah. Abdullah says, okay, fine. In this courtyard, do majlis. He says, just do it. I'm telling you, do it. And then we have to listen this part. We have to be ashamed. We have to be embarrassed. We have to see what kind of a Kareem Mawla we have. He said, when I looked at that, then Abu Abdullah said, Najjar, do you have a broom? I said, I'm not going to give you a broom. What you want to do? He said, I'm going to broom this courtyard because my azadar will come here. I said, I'm not going to do this broom. He said, I saw Imam brought a broom somewhere. He was going to start brooming the courtyard. I decided to do majlis. I called an alim. He said, please come and recite for 18 days. And I was just saying something will happen. He said, in the morning, someone knocked at the door and there was a businessman from Kerman, and he said he brought his truck in the small alley and he started unloading his rice, tea, istakhan and all those things. I says, who you are? He was crying. He says, stop, don't say anything. Last night what you saw, I also saw that. Go do your job. So he started doing this majlis. He says, since then I am doing 18 days majlis every year. Please recite a salawat. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu عليك يا ابن رسول الله يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز الفوز بأبيه The last moment of the life of Imam Hassan, he was grieving for his brother Hussein. Imam Hussein asked, Why are you crying? Imam Hussein says, I was supposed to cry. I'm crying because what's happened with you. Imam Hussein said, but I'm crying for you. I see what's going to happen with you. There's no day like your day, O Hussein. The son of Imam Hassan were very eager to protect their uncle on the day of Ashura. It's narrated from Imam Sajjad that on the night of Ashura, when my father permitted his family and companion to leave him, after none of them left, he said to them that tomorrow every one of you will be killed and no one of you will be spared. Upon hearing this, Qasim, who was young, asked his uncle, "O uncle, is my name among those shaheed?" Imam, before answering that, Imam asked him a question. He said, "O Qasim, كيف رأيت الموت?" How do you find death? Qasim replied, sweeter than honey. Upon hearing this, Imam told him, "O Qasim, you will be martyred along with me. O Qasim, you and your Azghar will be martyred." Qasim got shocked. "See, Imam, the enemy going to reach the Roman fox so as to kill him?" Imam said, "No, Qasim, even with my hand, when a man will shoot an arrow at him, and the child will raise a cry, and his blood will fill my hand, and I will turn it to the sky." The next day, the day of Ashura, when the time becomes severe, Qasim prepared to enter the battlefield. The narrator says that upon seeing him, Imam embraced him, and they both wept bitterly. Then he begged for the permission to go to the battlefield. It is said that Hussein kept turning him away. Hussein would not grant him permission to go to the battlefield. You know what this young guy did? He did not cease to kiss the hand of and leg of his uncle. He said, "Uncle, please give me permission. Please give me permission." Until he permitted him to go. Between Ali Muhammad, Imam Hassan was a reflection of Jamal Muhammad, the beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why in some variation they used to call him Yusuf Ali Muhammad. Hazrat Qasim got this beauty from his father. When Qasim came to the battlefield, this was the time even a stone-hearted enemy of Imam Hussein got ashamed, embarrassed. These are the enemies of Imam. But when they saw this young boy, they got ashamed. The Qasim, a 13-year-old boy, came in the battlefield without an armor. That's the time when Humayd, the Muslim, narrates, he says, "Kharaja ilayna ghulamun kana wajhuhu shiqqaqamar." A youth advanced toward us with a moon-like face, bearing a sword in his hand, wore a cloak and a shirt, and a strap of one's shoe was broken. By seeing this young age and beautiful face, enemy got ashamed. Nobody had a courage to come forward. Qasim started reciting words, "In tankaruni." وانا وانا ابن الحسن سبت النبي المصطفى. If you don't know me, I'm the son of Hassan, the grandson of Prophet. There was a man, Shaqi man, his name was Amr bin Saad al-Azdi. He said, I desire to attack him. The narrator said, why so? Why do you want to attack him? The army has found him. They'll kill him. He said, no, by Allah, I will attack him. And before Qasim could turn towards Omar, he struck him hard with a sword. He struck his tender youth with a sword. He tore upon his head. Qasim cries, oh, Ankar, help me. Imam Hussein hears the call of his nephew. He has already lost many of his family members, but the narrator says, فَأَتَاهُ الْحُسَيْنُ كَالْلَيْفِ الْغَبَبَاءِ. Hussein came out like an angry lion. He comes to aid his nephew. He strikes Amr with his sword, who tries to defend himself but loses his arm in the process. Amr let out a loud cry, which is heard by the entire army. The army of the Ibn Sa'd come to rescue and trampling Amr to his death. As the dust settles, Hussein is seen kneeling over the head of Qasim. He says, Azza wa Allah ala ammaka antad'uhu fala yujibuka. Hard it is by Allah that you call upon your uncle to help you and he cannot answer your call. Oh, yujibuka fala yanfa'uka sawt. Oh, that he does answer it, but cannot do much for you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ala la'natullahi ala al-qawmi al-zalimin. Basa'a'lamu al-lazina zalamu ayya munqalibu yanqalibu. Mata mi Hussein.
Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein.